right, here is that footage I was talking about earlier. Buttermilk and Benny Johnson talking about the deleted pipe bomb footage.
Hey, it just deleted. We don't know. We don't know where it's
at. There's so many concurrent miracles that would have had to happen for these bombs to have been discovered at the same time, sitting in the middle of the sidewalk. You know, I mean, where does that lead you? I guess you don't know yet, but
that
implies a much broader conspiracy, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And that's the thing that we try to avoid, is just going down a conspiracy path, but taking a theory and trying to prove it wrong. But there's still so many questions regarding this, because one of the things that has raised our eyebrows is as we go and we look for video on January 6th, because we want early morning video on January 6th to see, did anybody go back to these locations?
Of course.
Unfortunately, that video apparently doesn't exist anymore. We do have the January 5th video, but we've been told no one ever preserved January 6th. So that
totally
does raise our eyebrows a bit. But you're right. Both devices were placed either, you know, the person doing the pipe bomb wasn't very experienced. He was just trying to get them down and go, or they were left to be found. And so it is pretty amazing. And, you know, Mrs. Younger said she walked out her back door. It wasn't there earlier in the morning, but she saw it later, and it would, you know, give reason to believe that she would have noticed it if it was there in the morning. So that's one of the reasons we do want to talk to her.
Hey, you just blew my mind here. I'm sorry. If you don't mind staying just a few more minutes, you just told me that. So according to the FBI, according to the internals at the FBI, there are 39,000 different visual elements showing the hoodie guy, right? Mm-hmm. Pipe bomber. We call him the Steve Urkel bomber, showing this guy because thick Coke bottle glasses, right? You know, dorky spectrum-y kid from the suburbs. There's 39,000 videos showing his movements that night from different camera angles. Washington, D.C., Capitol Hill, in particular, is the most surveilled area, arguably, in the world. There are so many cameras up there.
Yes.
And you're telling me that there's no footage from January 6th of the actual areas where you'd have to travel to place these pipe bombs.
Now, we do have cameras along some of these, any Capitol Police cameras that we have that show some of the walking paths. Those do exist. But none of the camera angles, like behind the RNC, behind the DNC, that we know of, that exist today, of where this person would have been, had the closest angles. And so that has inhibited our investigation into this theory of maybe they were placed back out again. And this is something new that we've just come across. We're starting to scour through all the Capitol Police cameras, because there is a Capitol Police building over by the DNC. It's called the Fairchild Building, and they do have cameras there. And that's been some of the cameras that have given us most of the evidence. So our team is going back through, and it takes a while when you look at how many cameras there are and you're looking for hours of video, because we're talking about this device was put out at, you know, around 8 p.m. on the 5th. Now we've got to look from 8 p.m. all the way to 1 p.m. on the 6th to see, did anyone else go by there? Was there any other traffic, any, you know, suspicious activity going on there? So that takes a while. But again, these are theories that we're trying to, you know, go through step by step, box by box, and try to come up with what is a reasonable explanation as to how the Secret Service dog didn't hit on the one device, Mrs. Younger didn't see the other device. You know, it's just a logical
conclusion. This is bombshell.
Possibly
that this could even happen in our country. We didn't preserve the January 6th footage. We don't know where that's at, of where the pipe bombs were found. With the one-hour egg timer. So they were placed the night before with a one-hour egg timer. And we're supposed to think they're supposed to blow up when, you know, Kamala Harris is walking by. I mean, out of this world. Wow, we got so much more. I've got Kirk Elliott coming in the last hour, talking about the price of silver, $64.47. Okay? And in volatile times, these things go up. So we'll talk a little bit about that in the next hour. We got so much more. You're watching The American Journal.
Alex Jones, Patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch live right now at band.video.
Yeah. Welcome back to the second hour of The American Journal. I want to hit some headlines and then get into basically a smattering of videos that have come out from Somalia in the last few days, last couple days, really. And it's just ridiculous, including what I'm calling PSYOP season. You know, and I'll tell you why I feel it's a weird PSYOP. But what we've got now is elected officials colluding with other, you know, NGO type groups to create situations where they can make the ICE agents look bad. You know, they're going out there, they're yelling at them, they're cussing at them. That's National Guard too, asking about Posse Comitatus. But they've got groups, they've got media telling people where they're at. I mean, it's just insane. And they don't seem to be arresting a ton of people either. So this definitely stymied their efforts. But I talked about this earlier, but executive director of Black Lives Matter OKC charged with wire fraud and money laundering. Tashila Sherry Amore Dickerson, 52, of Oklahoma City, was charged with wire fraud and money laundering, announced U.S. Attorney Robert Troster. According to the indictment, in the beginning of 2016, Dickerson served as executive director and had access to Black Lives Matter OKC's bank, PayPal, and Cash App accounts. They're registered as a tax-exempt organization, and they raised more than $5.6 million from grants and national bail funds. So, of course, she used this, their alleging, for recreational travel to Jamaica and the Dominican Republic for herself and associates. You know, you got to have team building exercises. Tens of thousands of dollars in retail shopping. Got to look good. $50,000 in food and grocery deliveries for herself and her children. Let them eat steak, right? The days of steak and plenty. Personal vehicle registered in her name and six real properties in Oklahoma City, deed in her own name or in the name of Equity International LLC, an entity she exclusively controlled. So we are finally starting to see a little bit of accountability coming to Black Lives Matter. This is out of InfoWars. Lebanese alien stopped by German police had 28 different identities. Police deport him once again. Look at that. He was found. He was traveling on a Belgian train and had different documents, 28 different aliases. Oh, nothing wrong with that. Illegal alien killed in struggle with Border Patrol during drug smuggling bust at the Rio Grande. USBP Special Operations Attachment confronted suspects moving drugs across Mexico, across the Rio Grande, and a struggle ensued. An agent discharged a firearm, striking one of the suspects who later died. We actually had footage that we shot exclusively. It was Joe Biggs and a camera guy were down at the Rio Grande, and you could actually see the heads of the guys swimming across the river. They then moved to a spot, a parking lot kind of across the street from a road, and they're watching, and these guys literally dump these, they're giant bales. I mean, boom, boom, and they throw them in a car and run back across the border. And even Trump talked about this footage. It was so amazing that these guys had caught. And our guys were actually freaked out afterwards doing that. So it happens all the time. And but now we're starting to see a little bit of accountability because the border has been effectively shut down. So now this types of operations are being seen rather than being able to hide amongst all the people coming across. EU and Canada begin making global digital ID systems by linking their tech, sort of like a Department of Homeland Security for EU and Canada. They're getting all their systems to talk to one another. Of course, they're going to do it, you know, under the guise of keeping everyone safe. But it's basically going to be used to censor and silence people. And if they speak out, well, you're not going to have a bank account. You're not going to be able to travel. That's what the digital ID is all about. Or we're going to just take your credits and make them worthless. We got Dr. Kirk Elliott coming on later today, but the great bull market in silver and gold has begun. Kirk's saying it's going to be a 10-year massive mega bull market. So we're going to talk about that later to see how you could get into that and not get left behind because, you know, cryptocurrencies can just go away if there's no electricity. But with silver and gold, you have solid, tangible assets that you can use. Utah judge rules cameras will be allowed in the Charlie Kirk assassination trial as suspect Tyler Robinson makes his first court appearance. This is good news, and this will fuel lots of YouTubers and TikTokers, plenty of fodder to make all kinds of videos about hand signals and whatnot. But I think this is good that we're going to have cameras in there because I might make some videos of my own. And there's a close-up of Tyler Robinson from yesterday. Interesting fellow. We're going to see what happens to him. And I don't think he acted alone. It's my personal opinion. Jake Tapper destroy Jasmine Crockett with her own words. We saw the report earlier from John Bowne talking about how she is basically a chameleon. You know, she's a girl from a rich school, just like we see most of these politicians who claim to have these, you know, poor me backgrounds. All of a sudden, oh, they went to private school. Oh, they lived in nice suburbs. Oh, they had everything paid for. But yes, they were struggling to make ends meet. The latest O'Keefe sting, which I don't have the video of, but I watched it yesterday. He got the Georgetown professor calls black conservative coons. I think he called Clarence Thomas the biggest coon of all or something like that. Candace Owens, another coon. I don't see. He calls them sellouts and coons, Justice Clarence Thomas. And then O'Keefe pulls off his glasses and goes, hey, have you heard of James O'Keefe? And he's like, oh, my God. And the guy runs and he actually falls while they're trying to, you know, chase him down to get a comment. Zelensky meets with European enablers, says more fighting must be done to attain peace. That's right. War is peace. Literally out of 1984. That's Zelensky. And so I think for the rest of the hour, I'm going to look at Somalia, Little Mogadishu up in Minneapolis. I want to start with this is journalist Ben Berquam, who put together a interesting little compilation of him, you know, just out there shooting videos and being harassed by the local Somalis. And then it ends with an interview where he meets with a guy named John Fitzgerald, who's talking about, hey, I've got to move because these people, you know, are so out of control. And they have all this money and they have all this, which we're going to get to about where this money might be coming from, because there's a lot of, you know, billions of dollars now that they're finding in fraud. And they seem to be spending it on cars. We have a TSA agent whistleblower talking about suitcases of money going through the airport weekly. At least $1 billion is what she estimates. But we'll get to all that. But here's Ben Berquam. This is to kind of whet your appetite of what's going to be happening.
What a lady.
Get the fuck out of here.
More whistles.
You need to leave. You're not welcome. Get the fuck out of here.
I thought everyone's welcome.
This is us. We are here.
Where are you from?
That's what happens when you let the third world in. Spitting at officers. Spitting at officers, blocking traffic.
Hey, nigga, I'm illegal, nigga.
Get him out of here. Make America great again. I'm John Fitzgerald, and I am a MAGA. Make America great again. Get them the hell out of here. They are the most unfriendly. We live right across the street from them. And there's been times where this whole cul-de-sac has been completely lined with Mercedes, BMWs.
This is how they talk. Second generation.
Come here. I'm right here though.
Unbelievable. This is the problem. You got the third generation here. You invited them in, invite the illegals in, and then they have kids that hate this country, are taught to hate this country. And then you got neighbors living right across the street that have to deal with it.
There might be repercussions for me because, you know, but 15, 20, 25 know where I live. I ain't afraid.
Yeah.
I'm not backing down.
If you could say something to President Trump, to Tom Homan, what would you tell him?
President Trump, start with Ilhan Omar, get her out of here, and drag all of this business here, get them out of here. Yeah, we're Americans. Yeah.
So I noticed you've got a for sale sign out here. How much of that decision has to do with the illegals and the Somalis that are here in the neighborhood?
Oh, a lot. It's a major part of our reason why we want to get out of here. I'm wondering, it's been a little over a year now that we've been on the market. Can't sell, hasn't sold. I have to ask, why not? This is a beautiful neighborhood, except for that.
With your tax dollars.
Yeah, it's my tax dollars and your tax dollars and anybody who's listening to this and who sees this, it's your money too. And it just, there it is.
What do you think of your governor and your mayor?
Oh, it's another reason why we're leaving. We just, get us out of here. I mean, I hate to feel like I'm the one that needs to leave, but that's how I feel. I'm the one that needs to leave.
So there you have the citizen there, John Fitzgerald, complaining. And, you know, I wonder, we saw the clip earlier where the white guy was saying we're on stolen land. Does anybody say that to the Somalis? Because they weren't born there. I mean, I guess that one guy was, but they didn't live there for thousands of years. They claim they were given this 3,000 years ago. Well, since he's talking about tax dollars, John Fitzgerald was talking about that. Let's go to clip 18. Former Border Patrol agent for 24 years talks about how the illegals are getting Social Security money, even though, if you ask a Democrat rep, nobody gets anything. Nobody gets any welfare. No illegals get welfare. But they get it. But they just say they don't. So here's what a 24-year Border Patrol agent has to say about that.
And here's another sick thing that you need to understand. I worked 24 years in the Border Patrol. I have Social Security. You're a working man. You're pouring into Social Security. You got truckers, 30 years, construction workers, nurses, stockbrokers, whatever. When I bring in my illegal alien grandma that's never, never worked a day in her life, do you know that she gets the maximum Social Security benefit payout?
What?
So she'll get more money than me? For our grandmas and grandpas that are living paycheck to paycheck, the illegal alien grandma from Sudan and Mexico, wherever, she gets more money than the person.
How?
That's worked their whole life.
I mean, this is infuriating.
Oh, but that doesn't really happen because, you know, we have reps. Harrison played a clip yesterday of a guy calling into C-SPAN or some sort of call-in show, and he was bitching at her rep. She goes, oh, they don't get any funds from the government. No, they don't vote. We don't give them driver's license, even though there's like 20 states where you can get a driver's license. It's admitted. They're getting CDLs. They're closing down CDLs, thousands of them, across the country, of these CDL mills where they're giving people basically license to drive these giant 18-wheelers around and they're crashing into people because they don't even know, they can't read the signs. They don't know the laws. Oh, there's one right there. Oh, but if you say that's bad, you're a racist. Do you see? And they know all about this. Here's, this is Representative Harry Niska from Minnesota talking about how Keith Ellison met with the Somali fraudsters and got offered campaign contributions that he accepted. So it's not just Tim Walz. You got Larry Ellison, who was, I think he was photographed holding the Antifa manual at one point in his life. So that's a Keith Ellison, what did I say? I said Larry. Keith Ellison. There is a Larry Ellison, but that's for another time. Keith Ellison, Attorney General of Minnesota. There he is with the Antifa book, the Antifa Anti-Fascist Handbook for the group that doesn't exist, doesn't have a headquarters or anything, but there's their manual from Mark Bray. Okay, here is Harry Niska breaking it all down.
Recently released audio recordings reveal conversations that happened between the Attorney General and individuals who were later implicated and in some cases convicted in the Feeding Our Future scandal. In those recordings, the Attorney General...
Point of order, Master Speaker. State your point of order. Mason's 124, paragraph 1, in debate, members must confine remarks to questions before the body and avoid personalities. The debate here is not any individual. It is the policy and the amendment. Representative Niska.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Attorney General was asked in those recordings to use his authority to protect businesses under investigation for wrongdoing, and rather than distance himself or remain neutral to allow the legal process to unfold, he responded in those recordings, "Of course, I'm here to help."
Mr. Speaker, and even point of parliamentary inquiry.
State your point of parliamentary inquiry.
Mr. Speaker, there was a point of order, and I didn't hear a ruling or any resolution of the point of order. Was there a resolution to it?
I'll remind the body that there was no ruling made by the Speaker as to the point of order that was just stated. Representative Niska.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Attorney General in those recordings even urged the individuals, let's go fight these people. He was offered campaign contributions during that meeting, contributions that he later accepted. The release of those audio recordings raises questions about what's going on in the Attorney General's office that go directly to the need to pass the legislation that we had previously debated, House File 20. Although he has insisted that nothing came of the meeting, his office
blocks
disclosure of closed investigative
data. State your point of order. Mason's 124.
The A11 will help ensure that what happens behind closed doors in the Attorney General's office sees the light of day. We can protect people's privacy while shining a light on what the Attorney General's office is doing, who is influencing that office, whether it's those under criminal investigation, nonprofits, corporations, or billionaires with political agendas, because Minnesotans have a right to know when their Attorney General's office is working with them. Minnesotans have a right to know whether the Attorney General is telling the truth that nothing came of that meeting. That's why the A11 is so important.
And it's interesting how they kept trying to throw process into there as this guy was trying to get information out. But, you know, Keith Ellison met with these people and, well, you know, he may not have taken money on the front end, but who knows what happened on the back end. Speaking of money, let's go to clip 4. This is a TSA whistleblower talking about how she witnessed legions of Somali men going through the airport, going through TSA with suitcases of money. Something you or I couldn't do. Okay, by the way, if we were walking with a suitcase of money through the airport, we'd be brought into a back room and we wouldn't come out of that back room and the government would confiscate that money. But this is what happens to the Somali men. Here's that clip.
This sounds like something out of a spy movie. People going through security and getting on planes with suitcases filled with millions of dollars in cash. Tell us what you've actually seen as a TSA agent during the time you worked there.
Well, I've actually seen a lot of things, but the most shocking is exactly that. I saw suitcases filled with millions of dollars of cash, and the couriers were always Somali men traveling in pairs. And they got through the checkpoint, and it just really absolutely blew my mind the first time you open a suitcase and you see millions of dollars of cash. And typically what would happen is a Leo or a law enforcement officer would come, check their credentials. I don't know what kind of questions they asked them, but their IDs were always documented, and probably their plane tickets as well. So there is a trail of that out there. And I would believe with all the cameras at the airport that if they started there, they could probably find each and every individual that brought money through the checkpoint.
Obviously, this seems suspicious, if not alarming, given what seems to be a pattern here. So you're talking about millions of dollars flying out of Minneapolis, and you think it happened about every week or so? Is that right?
So it certainly seemed like it happened every week. The suitcases came in, and the MO was always two Somalian men traveling in pairs. Sometimes they both had suitcases. And so the process was, as a TSA agent, we would pull the bag, and then we'd bring them to a private screening room. And we would open the suitcase and make sure that that's all it was stacks of cash. And a Leo would come and maybe question them and for sure take a picture of their identification and I'm assuming their plane ticket. I'm not sure. So there is a trail out there between that. I mean, it has to be documented somewhere, and all the cameras in the airport, I would imagine if they'd like to find all this cash, they should start at the airport. Because in the 5 years I was there, I believe $1 billion went through the airport.
$1 billion. As if this isn't troubling enough, Liz, it's not just money you watched leave MSP. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. There was another instance, again, a Somali man that had a carry-on luggage filled with brand new passports. And he was allowed to get through the checkpoint. So where he went with those passports is anybody's guess.
I find it amazing that that is allowed to happen in this country, although it shouldn't be, because there is a two-tier justice system. You know, illegals can do whatever they want. They seem to, you know, get all the free stuff they want and don't really have to pay penalties for doing anything. And here we have an instance of a TSA agent. For the 5 years, she seemed to think of over $1 billion was going through. That's $1,000 million going through in cash along with passports. And she's only one person. Who knows how many other, maybe it's $5 billion, you know, because she's not working all the time. Totally, totally crazy. We're going to pick back up with these Somali videos. And I also have some breaking news. This is out of CNN. New photos released from Jeffrey Epstein's estate showing Trump, Bannon, Bill Clinton, and other high-profile people. So CNN has released it. There's the picture of the Trump condoms for $4.50, and they're huge. So I'm going to show you those photos. I've got printouts right here, and we'll be showing you to them as we go through them just on the other side. So stay tuned. The American Journal, I'm Rob Dew. You can follow me at Dews News, DewsNewz on X. That's primarily where I'm at. And you can watch us at band.video or infowars.com/show. So spread those links. We'll be right back after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else is doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there. The shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, everyone, to The American Journal. We've got some breaking Jeffrey Epstein news. This is out of CNN. New photos released from Epstein State showing Trump, Bannon, Bill Clinton, and other high-profile people. And I'm going to show you some of these pictures here in a second. But before we get to that, I do want to tell you we're in the midst of our 12 days of Christmas sale at thealexjonesstore.com. And right now it's 40% off site-wide. The shirt I'm wearing, 40% off right here. All right. You want to get that cool-looking InfoWars red shirt, the stacked logo, the iconic stacked logo, 40% off. Do you want to get some supplements? 40% off. The Life Force, the Shilajit, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Ultimate Sea Moss. It's all there for 40% off. I take the capsules of Ultramethylene Blue. I take one capsule every other day. And it has immensely helped with going to sleep and waking up and then clear thinking throughout the day for me. Of all the products I've ever taken, that has the most positive effect that I've ever felt. And, you know, there was a situation where I think I did two droppers of the liquid and went and rode my bike, and I felt like it was like almost too much. It was the fastest ride I'd ever done, but my heart was also racing. So I stopped. I didn't take it for like a month, maybe 2 months. And then I'm like, you know what? I'll try a pill. I did a pill, and it was like, boom, immediately. The clarity you get for me with taking methylene blue is amazing. The mental clarity. It's like it just takes away all the brain fog. There's no more brain fog. And, you know, you might say it's even a kind of a hangover cure. I've yet to have a hangover on it. I don't drink that much anymore, but every once in a while, tie one on. But is the methylene blue? No problems. Getting up the next day, it's like, yeah, let's roll. Let's go. So thealexjonesstore.com, 40% off site-wide, but you only have till Sunday to take advantage of that. So go to thealexjonesstore.com. It funds everything we're doing here. We don't have NGO money. We don't have tax-free foundations funding us. We have you out there liking the news, liking the analysis, liking the videos we put out, the just constant barrage of stuff. We put out 10 hours of live content a day, every day throughout the week. And then on the weekends, you usually get, well, definitely another 5 hours on Sunday. But then we get another, you know, you get another maybe two or three hours from Alex on Saturdays, and then whatever else is dropping that day. So it supports everything we do. It supports the crew. We don't know what's going to happen here in January, because they're supposed to have a real auction. So we'll see what happens there. But we could be coming to the end of the line here at the Central Texas Command Center. So we want to go out with a bang. Keep us in the fight. We're going to continue after this with the Alex Jones Network. And the money you put in at thealexjonesstore.com that you know, from buying the products, from spreading the word, from wearing the shirts, from sharing the articles, sharing the videos, all that pays it forward into the next iteration of this. So we appreciate your help. We need your help. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Take advantage of the 40% off. Become a VIP member. You also get it's $30 a month, but you get $40 to spend in the store, and you get other deals that aren't even available to just the regular consumer out there. So check it out now, thealexjonesstore.com, and get 40% off store-wide. Everything in there, 40% off. So go check it out. I think there might be the gummies, the creatine gummies, might not be 40% if you get one, but I think if you get like a 3-pack, you could get it 40% off. Or if you get everything on, on subscription, you can get it up to 50% off on some of these items. So check it out, thealexjonesstore.com. Creatine gummies, they're pretty cool too. They definitely have, creatine is something you notice pretty quick, especially if you're working out. You'll immediately feel that kind of rush, that burning fire sensation. Okay. Oh, I've just been handed additional. Oh my God. All right, I'm going to warn you before we go to these, because it is of an adult nature. But let's just go through these. Here's the article out of CNN, new photos released from Epstein's estate, showing, of course, Trump. They put Trump there in the beginning, Bannon, Bill Clinton, and other high-profile people. And they start off, of course, with a picture of Trump right there with some women who have their faces blacked out. But they do note that all these women are of age. But there's a picture of Trump. Oh, we got to put Trump in there. And there's Trump again. It looks like in something. I can't tell exactly where he's at, but there's some weird reflections behind him with another unnamed woman. There's the Trump condoms for $4.50. I'm huge. Here is a picture of Bill Clinton with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell and a couple people I don't fully recognize, although the guy on the left I kind of recognize, but I don't know his name offhand. Look, here's Steve Bannon and Jeffrey Epstein doing a selfie in the mirror. Interesting. And then here it looks like Jeffrey Epstein and Steve Bannon in some sort of pitch meeting in Jeffrey Epstein's office. And there is an interview that Steve Bannon shot with Epstein in an effort to rehabilitate his image, but we haven't seen that yet, so that should be forthcoming. And here's Steve Bannon with Woody Allen. So Woody Allen seems to be in the middle. These are all photos from the Epstein estate. There's Woody Allen, who he married his adopted daughter, right? Is that what happened? Yeah, his adopted Asian daughter, Soon Lee. Yeah. And here's Woody Allen and Epstein at a meeting, a table meeting, with another blacked out face woman. Here's, it seems to be on a shoot, so I don't know if Woody Allen was involved in this interview or if this is another production, but here's Woody Allen and Jeffrey Epstein at a shoot, a film video shoot. Oh, and here's Larry Summers with Woody Allen. Probably this could be on the Lolita Express. I believe that's Larry Summers' wife. It was rumored they had their honeymoon at Epstein Island. You know, they had to go pray at the temple. Here's Richard Branson. A guy that looks like Joe Pesci, but that's not Joe Pesci. And I believe that's Epstein in the background on some island somewhere, some tropical paradise. And there was recently a video of Richard Branson where he was like, oh, talking really bad about Trump. And here he is on Epstein Island. And then here's a picture of Bill Gates and Prince Andrew. All from the Epstein estate. I'm not sure who that is in the background, but these are all photos from the Epstein estate just released. Here's Bill Gates about to get on the plane, one of his many flights on the plane on the Lolita Express with, I guess that's the pilot or the co-pilot. Well, there's Bill taking off. He's wearing his gray sweater. You know, he goes from gray to pink. And then here's a picture of some more photos that are some of these. This is the one, some of these women that are blacked out. And I believe that's Bill Gates there in the corner. It looks like Bill Gates there on the left-hand side. On the plane, yeah. Nice big windows. Okay, now we're going to get to the adult stuff. So hide your children or cover their eyes. This looks like some sex toys, including which looks like a schlong pump. And some guides on tying people up, some ropes, some extreme restraints. I guess those are called anal beads. I don't know. I'm a bit of a novice when it comes to this. I don't even know what this is, but some sort of glove.
Well, Rob, you can imagine.
I can only imagine what you do with these things. You got the thumb and you've got ribbed fingers. For hers or his pleasure.
Imagine the pleasure.
Yeah. Disgusting. And then the jawbreaker gag, terms and conditions and disclaimer of warranty, patent pending. Always observe a person who has the gag in their mouth. Never leave the person unattended. The jawbreaker gag will abuse a person's mouth to produce more saliva than a regular gag and create a choking hazard if the person is unattended or inverted for any reason. It is possible for a person to vomit and suffocate while standing, so extreme care and caution must be exercised to the use of this product. This is supposed to be for pleasure? Okay. Well, you could check those photos out. I'm sure we're going to have that on InfoWars very soon, along with other outlets are describing it. So, put Trump in. Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
Can I ask you a quick question? Which Epstein attendee donned the gag? Which one put the gag on? Who's the gimp?
I imagine that was probably used on some of these women who were masseuses, these underage girls. I imagine one of them probably.
You don't think Bill Gates, maybe?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't think Bill's in. I think Bill's into having people gagged. I don't think Bill's a gagger. Now, Bill might be a glover. He might be a glove-y or a glover. I can see him putting on the black glove.
And then gloving himself, maybe?
Gloving himself, gloving others. Who knows?
Self-love.
You know, when you get rich, you know, that's where it goes. It goes into things like that. So you could check all that out. Wow. I'm glad I already ate. Okay, let's get back to the Somalis. We covered the millions of dollars going through the airport. Joey Manarino has a couple videos. But let's go, before we get to that, let's go to the Ilhan Omar videos. Let's go to Let's go to clip seven, Ilhan Omar payoffs to husband. So, you know, when you remember she married her brother. Well, this is a different guy. She married her brother to get into the country or get him in the country. Somehow it looks like there's some immigration fraud that we're looking at. But now her husband, he gets all these multi-million dollar contracts. And he also just gets, you know, payoffs for other things, for web design and stuff like this. But look at the numbers here. Like, the amounts are amazing. So this is clip seven coming out of Fox News.
While federal records reveal Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's husband got more than $600,000 in coronavirus relief money for his political consulting firm, on top of the millions that his company received from her election campaign. This is the E Street Group, receiving in total $634,900 in funds, PPP, $134,000 of that, disaster loans, $500,000. Why?
The big knock against the whole PPP program was that 1% of the recipients got 25% of the money, and often they were very well connected, very rich people or organizations.
We almost have to repeat that. Hit pause for a second. 1% of the people getting PPP money, because this just goes back to some of the COVID, chicanery going on. 1% of the people applying got 25% of the money. And the billions that just went out the door, and they were throwing it out quick to get aid to people. But it seemed to be only the well-connected, those in Congress and their friends. Hey, put this code as you fill out your application. It'll put it to the top of the line. Tell me when you put in your application. I'll make sure it gets reviewed really quickly. This is what they do with your tax money. Just remember that when you vote for these tax increases, when you vote for these bonds. These people have too much money. They have so much money, they literally give it away to their criminal friends. Let's continue.
People or organizations, and there's no doubt that's true. There was a sort of sense of urgency, though, to get the money out, hoping that if there were flaws, at least it would help the most ones who were in the most dire need of the cash.
That firm was also paid more than $2 million since the start of the year, Charles. From Omar's campaign for digital advertising, yeah. Fundraising, consulting, website production. She announced last month, I should mention, in November, that her campaign was terminating its contract with that firm because of all the scrutiny that she was receiving over those payments.
Yeah, but no money's going to be returned. I mean, listen, services were delivered, but this is something people were talking about, this cozy relationship, long before November. She had a chance to take care of it then. She did not. It was too much money, millions of dollars. It was too much to ignore. They took it. They'll take a little bit of scrutiny. It won't be a lot. The media will not focus on it. Mm. It will go away.
That's right. The media doesn't focus on any of this stuff going on in Mogadishu, little Mogadishu up there. Less than, I think, a minute on each of the networks talking about Tim Walz and all the corruption going through his state, you know, because they think if they don't talk about it, it doesn't happen. So here's another video on how much Representative Omar's wealth skyrocketed between 2024 and 2025. I'm amazed, personally, how much it has been. You might be amazed, too. Here it is.
Developing now, despite arguing she is not worth millions, a new financial disclosure found Representative Ilhan Omar's net worth could be as much as $30 million. The vast majority of the money coming from her husband's two companies. The National News Desk, Jeff Harris, joining us. There's been interest growing around this disclosure because earlier this year she slammed claims of being a secret millionaire. What more can you share, Jeff?
So the 2025 disclosure, first reported by the Washington Free Beacon, shows that the Minnesota congresswoman and her husband have a net worth between $6 and $30 million, a roughly 3,500% increase compared to 2023. The Free Beacon reporting the couple's financial gains came from her husband's two businesses, a winery in California and a venture capital firm headquartered in Washington, D.C. Those assets were valued between $5 and $25 million by the end of 2024. In 2023, that number was reportedly less than 1,000. But Omar, a founding squad member, slammed online speculation back in February, claiming she was a secret millionaire. Omar saying, quote, "Since getting elected, suggested there has been a coordinated right-wing disinformation campaign claiming all sorts of wild things, including the ridiculous claim, I am worth millions of dollars, which is categorically false.
Hold on, let's put
false.
A pause right there. Let me read it in her voice. Bring that back up, and I'll read it in her voice, because she's an up-talker.
Omar went on.
Yeah, just pause it if you can so I can read that quote. Since getting elected, there's been a coordinated right-wing disinformation campaign claiming all sorts of wild things, including ridiculous claim that I am worth millions of dollars, which is categorically false. I mean, the up-talking thing is really retarded, but let's continue.
Omar went on to say she is a working mom with student loan debt, trying to raise a family while also maintaining homes in Minneapolis and in Washington, D.C., the disclosure reflecting those debts. As of tonight, Omar has not publicly commented on this new disclosure, her most recent appearance coming on Sunday when she called for getting rid of assault weapons on CNN's State of the Union following the deadly shooting at Annunciation Catholic School.
That's right. Don't look at my finances. Let's just take away your guns, people. How about that? All right. I want to start this, and I'll finish it up in the first five of the next hour, but we're going to get into PSYOP season, because what's going on in Minneapolis, we've got ICE agents in there arresting people, and we've got this 20-year-old man named Mobashir, and there's an incident that happened in the last few days, and this is what strikes me as being weird. They filmed this press conference. It seems to be in a dark cavern, because you can't see any. They're not in a building. They're not in front of something. I know there's two flags on the side, but they're literally in a dark cavern, which immediately aroused my suspicions. Like, what is this all about? And he goes through this story about how he just walked outside and all of a sudden some guy tackled him. But we see no video of that. We see video of him in an embrace with some of these ICE agents, some inside and some outside photos, but we don't see anything that happens before. Notice how that video will never be found. I looked for it, but we couldn't find that. But here's the first 5 minutes of this is the press conference of the young 20-year-old. And I'm not saying he's making this up. There's video that all this happened. But what happened before all the events that we see on camera? What happened then? And then why is it in this dark cavern? Here's the video.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mobashir, and I never expected to be standing in front of all these cameras and microphones.
There's one microphone.
To me, cannot stay quiet. What happened to me was unjust, uncalled for. I was simply on my lunch break. I literally went downstairs from my building. I wasn't even outside for mere seconds before I seen a masked person running at me full speed. He tackled me, pushed me inside the restaurant, like as you can see in the video. I told him I'm a U.S. citizen. What is going on? He didn't seem to care. He dragged me outside through the snow while I was handcuffed, restrained, helpless, and he pushed me to the ground, and he put me in a chokehold. That was very uncalled for. I thought I got really hurt. And after that, they put me inside the vehicle. And they asked me, we have to verify if you're a U.S. citizen, because I believe you're an illegal citizen because you ran from me. But as you can see in the videos that will be released, I'm simply just standing still. I asked them, okay, they said, let me take a picture of you to scan your face to see if you're a U.S. citizen. I declined, because how will a picture prove I'm a U.S. citizen? I told them I have my passport. It's in my phone. Can I open and show you? He declined. I told him, can I give you my name and my date of birth? He declined. So he took me on the other side of Cedar, and they kept me there for 45 minutes, just asking, we have to scan your face, we have to scan your face. After about a whole hour, they said, okay, we can do your fingerprints on our phones. And the fingerprints were not working. So I guess they waited on 20 more minutes.
All right, and he goes on. He's brought to this place, and then he's let out, and he doesn't know where he's at. You know, that's what happens when you get arrested. You get taken to a place where you don't maybe know exactly where you're at. I actually got arrested in 2009, and when they took me to a place, I was there for 10 hours handcuffed. And then what did they do after I was processed? They let me right out there, out the front door, said, see you later. They didn't call a cab. They didn't arrange transportation. That's not what they do. So welcome to America. But I just find it amazing that it's, you know, this almost looks like a movie set. In fact, go back to that footage, because that's the one of the pieces of footage they show from inside the building where he's tussling with the ICE officers. And then it cuts, go to clip 10, where you could see him outside. Now that all of a sudden they're outside in the snow. So it went from inside to outside, but there's nothing in between. There's nothing before. That's why I think this is a psyop. That's why I'm looking at this. This looks like a staged event where this guy was provoking the ICE agents, acting, you know, suspicious. And they're like, well, they'll come after you because you are Somalian. You look Somalian. He was born here. I'm not disputing that. But when these ICE agents are walking around or whatever, and you act suspicious, like start running, and we don't know what happened because there's no video of that. We don't see any video right outside the restaurant. We see that video inside. And then there's all these people with cameras right there. In fact, go back and let's just play it how it starts, because, and we'll just listen to the audio. Because it's just weird. It just seems, to me, it seems staged. But here it is. So we're supposed to believe that this guy was on a break and he walked outside at his at the restaurant he was working at. All of a sudden, an ICE agent tackles him, and then they're going to arrest him. And then all of a sudden, this group of people with cameras suddenly appears. They're all right there. And then we got the press conference lined up that they filmed in the Mines of Moria. Totally dark, with nice lights, one microphone. And he's like, I'm in front of all these microphones. Maybe there's, you know, shotgun mics and stuff in front of him. It just seems a little too perfect. It just seems a little too perfect. And then we had the chief of police get up and the mayor get up and talk about how this guy's been treated. In fact, we got that. Let's go to clip 11. We'll just end with that. And this is the psyop going on of ICE are bad. And if they go after, if they make one mistake, or if you run from them and they come after you, oh, you're suddenly a victim. If you have nothing to hide, why did you run? Or why would they come after you? Here it is. Here's clip 11.
I was outside for mere seconds before I seen a masked person running at me full speed. He tackled me. I told him I'm a U.S. citizen. He didn't seem to care. He dragged me outside through the snow while I was handcuffed, restrained, helpless. And he pushed me to the ground. And he put me in a chokehold. And he said, we're going to take you into Bishop Henry all the way in Bloomington. I did my fingerprints. And they finally let me go. They said, no, you have to walk in the snow. Eventually, my parents came and picked me up.
Our residents deserve better from the federal government.
Random efforts in which individuals who are being stopped because they appear to be Latino or because they appear to be Somali is wrong.
What happened to me was unjust.
That guy doesn't appear to be Somali. He looks Somali, 100%.
Changes on how these operations are being carried out.
All right, we'll be right back with...
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. Now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rating. 5 milligrams of this a day. Most people think creatine is just about better muscle, healthier, more stamina. It's been proven. It's been documented. I'll show you what Grok had to say about it here in just a moment. But the first thing you need to understand is that it's not just making your muscles better or your body be able to do more exercise. It's doing all these incredible things for your brain and everything else. And that's really more and more what scientists are saying people should focus on with creatine. And just since I've been taking creatine for the last few months, it has had dramatic effects on my clarity, my focus, my energy, especially when used with ultramethylene blue. Again, everybody knows about muscle and performance, or most people do, but what are the other benefits? Grok says secondary emerging benefits, improves anaerobic capacity and power output, may increase glycogen storage in muscles when combined with carbs. Potential brain benefits, improves cognitive performance under sleep deprivation or mental fatigue. Possible neuroprotective effects being studied in traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, etc. May benefit vegetarians and others who have a lower level of creatine in their diet. Who benefits the most? Older adults, strength and power, people with low dietary creatine. It goes on and on. Bottom line, if you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Thank you.